I want to insert just a little quick idea from my own personal storehouse of ideas on leadership and kind of issue a call, a challenge. You know, I've been talking to a few people over the last few weeks. One of them was Todd Nuclear Young, and we were having conversations about, you know, in life, it seems, this has been my experience, that there are these pillars of our lives, and these pillars of our lives are the people that give us support and strength. You know, if you can imagine a pillar, you know, in front of a building, it's kind of like the symbol of strength, right? These pillars are holding up this building. In a home, in a building, you have these foundations, right? That without the foundation, the building will crumble and fall. And with the foundation, the building will stand strong and true and last the test of time. And so it seems like in life, we have people who act as pillars for us. You know, I think about my grandparents, me growing up here in Southeast Idaho, my grandparents were always pillars for me, pillars of examples of how to live a good life, of how to show up in a good way, of how to be there for people when people need them. And my grandmother passed away a little over a year ago, and that was a really strange experience for me because this pillar that was there all my life, all of a sudden, was gone. And I had no idea how that was going to affect me. I've shed a lot of tears over the last year and sadness, just missing my grandmother and her example and her that pillar being gone. In business, you know, this happens with mentors where you'll start out in business, you're a little unsure of yourself, you're a little unsure of where to go, and there are these people who show up and are voices of strength and vision, and you just learn to trust them and follow them and rely upon them and love them, and then one day, they're gone, and for different reasons. You know, mentors, I don't know why it is, but sometimes mentors, they come and then they go. And then when they leave, you're like, what do I do? The pillar is gone, you know? And so this question of what do you do when the pillars leave, and here's the best answer that keeps coming up for me is you become the pillar. You become the pillar for all the people around you who need what you needed. You be that change that you needed in your life. You become the pillar, right? I think that's the best answer. So a call to leadership for everyone here, be the pillar. Be the pillar in your business. Be the pillar in your community. Be the pillar in your family. You know, be that person that your children need, that your spouse needs, that your team needs, that your company needs, that your customers need. Be that pillar. And even if there are pillars still there leading and guiding, here's one thing that I've never, ever heard a leader say. I've never, ever heard a leader say, man, we've got too many leaders. Boy, we've got all the help we could get. I've never heard a leader say that. So the more pillars that rise up in a community, the stronger the community. The more pillars that rise up in a vision, the more pillars that rise up in a group, the stronger the vision, the stronger the group. So I just want to issue a call to action to everyone who can hear the sound of my voice right now, and that is I challenge you, we challenge you to be a pillar. Because we need more pillars in the world.